For this 20-minute awareness meditation, please find a posture that allows you to feel both relaxed and alert. This could be seated, lying down, or even standing up if you're feeling particularly sleepy. You're offering yourself a gift if you can find a time and a place where you will be quiet and undisturbed. This gift is a 20-minute vacation from multitasking, striving, and self-improvement. It's a time to rest in the present moment, just as it is, and to potentially tap into a source of energy much deeper and more peaceful than the compulsiveness that tends to drive so much of our ordinary lives. So let's begin with three deep diaphragmatic breaths. Inhaling through the nostrils and directing the breath all the way down into the abdomen, filling up first the belly and then the chest, like filling a pot from the bottom to the top. And as you exhale, expelling the air first from the chest and then from the abdomen. Repeating this for three complete cycles of in-breaths and out-breaths. On your third exhalation, release the breath to its natural rhythm. Let the belly be soft and allow the breath to breathe itself, in breath by out breath. Arising and falling as naturally as the waves in the sea. See if you can allow your attention to be like a boat riding these waves. Focusing on the subtle but changing sensations in the belly as it expands with the in-breath and contracts with the out-breath. It's perfectly natural for the mind to wander. It's not a mistake nor a problem. All you need to do when you notice that the mind has wandered is kindly escort the attention back to the sensations in the belly as you breathe. This is simple, but not easy. The habit of the mind is to think and seek complexity. If you find it helpful, you can use a quiet labeling technique in the mind as a way of occupying the discursive mind and anchoring the attention on the object of awareness. Using rising as the label for the in-breath and falling as the label for the out-breath. We'll begin by collecting the attention on this one object of the breath for the first few minutes of the meditation, and then expand the field of awareness to include thoughts, sounds, and sensations in other parts of the body. See if you can allow the label in the mind to be like a whisper, to touch your experience as gently as a feather. At the same time, allowing the label to be precise and accurate, so it corresponds to your actual experience. How patient can you be with your own mind as you escort it back again and again each time it wanders? Whenever you feel ready, you can open the field of awareness to include all aspects of your experience, continuing to use the breath as an anchor. When the attention is called away by a sound, for example, notice hearing fully. Let the light of your awareness explore that experience. Move there and stay with it until it's no longer predominant. Then returning the attention to the breath. When you notice that you're thinking, rather than returning the attention to the breath right away, allow thinking itself to become the object of your attention. Here again, it's particularly helpful to use a quiet label in the mind, either a general label, thinking, or more specific labels, like planning, judging, remembering, worrying. These labels help you to remain aware of thinking without getting pulled into the content or the story of the thought. If the thoughts vanish upon observation, simply return the attention to the breath. If physical sensations in other parts of the body, an itch or a throb, pull your attention away from the breath, see if you can find the very center of that sensation and allow your attention to go there, noting it in the same neutral way, non-judgmental awareness, and seeing what happens to it upon observation. Does it move? Does it diminish? Does it increase? If it gives rise to a thought, notice the thought, thinking. If it gives rise to a feeling, notice the feeling, fear, anger. Allowing the attention to be fluid, for experience to arise, to abide, and to pass away without interference, without fueling our experience through unconscious or discursive thought. If ever you feel confused about where to place your attention, just return to the breath. Always there, always available. If you find yourself feeling sleepy, you can experiment with sitting up straighter, opening your eyes, or even standing up for a moment. If, on the other hand, the mind is agitated, the body is restless, notice if you're struggling with any aspect of your experience. See if it's possible to shift your internal relationship to whatever is arising. You can experiment also with taking a few deep breaths to cool and soothe the nervous system, and to see if there's any tension in the body that you're able to release. Perhaps the facial muscles, the hands or shoulders, arms. Remaining aware both of your experience, the breath, the different aspects of your experience that arise, and also the quality of your attention. Relaxed, alert, and stable. If you would like, in the last minute of this meditation, check and see if there's an intention, an aspiration you would like to carry forward from this meditation into your day. It could be as simple as being easier on yourself. May this simple practice be of benefit to you and all those you come in contact with.